This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Nigeria's prison service says gunmen attacked a jail in Nigeria's Oyo state late on Friday and freed more than 800 inmates in the third such major attack this year. The prison service said the attackers were heavily armed, and after an exchange of gunfire with prison officers, they gained entry to the prison yard by blasting the walls with dynamite. Some 575 inmates who were all awaiting trial are still missing, while 262 escapees have since been recaptured. Only 64 prisoners had already been convicted, and they were not among the escapees, according to the prison service. Nigeria is struggling with security problems across the country, including a spate of abductions of students for ransom by criminal gangs in the northwest and an Islamist insurgency in the northeast. The jail attack in Oyo follows similar attacks in Imo State in April, where more than 1,800 inmates were freed. Another 266 prisoners were released in Kogi State last month. Russia's reporting a record high number of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths as the country approaches a week of non-working days aimed at stemming the sharp surge in cases. The National Coronavirus Task Force said Saturday that 1,075 people had died from the virus, Russia's largest single-day total so far. Only about a third of Russia's 146 million people have been vaccinated. This frustrates officials and places a strain on the country's healthcare system. Facing widespread resistance to vaccination, President Vladimir Putin has responded to the worsening situation by ordering Russians to stay away from work between October 30th and November 7th. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday told his foreign minister to expel the ambassadors of 10 countries, including Germany and the United States, who appealed for the release of a jailed civil society leader. North American and European envoys issued a highly unusual joint statement Monday, saying the continued detention of Parisian-born philanthropist and activist Osman Kavala cast a shadow over Turkey. The envoys represented the United States, Germany, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, and Sweden. They all together called for a just and speedy resolution to his case. Kavala has been in jail without a conviction since 2017 and faces a string of alternating charges linked to 2013 anti-government protests and a failed military coup in 2016. He's become the symbol of a sweeping crackdown that Erdogan unleashed after surviving that 2016 coup attempt. A Sudanese faction calling for a transfer of power to civilian rule warned Saturday of what it called creeping coup during a press conference that an unidentified mob attack sought to prevent. Sudan has been undergoing a precarious transition marred by political divisions and power struggles since the April 2019 ouster of President Omar al-Bashir. Since August 2019, the country has been led by civilian military administration tasked with overseeing the transition to a full civilian rule. The main civilian bloc, the Forces for Freedom and Change, which led anti-Bashir protests, has splintered into two opposing factions. The press conference at the official Sunna news agency premises was delayed when a crowd of protesters tried to stop it from going ahead. The FFC's mainstream faction backs a transition to civilian rule, but supporters of the breakaway faction have ratcheted up calls for what they call military rule. Tensions between the two sides have long simmered, but divisions ratcheted up after a failed coup on September 21st. Bangladesh, considered especially prone to extreme weather and rising ocean levels, plans to present its climate prosperity plan to lessen the effects of climate change on the economy at the forthcoming UN climate talks in Glasgow, according to an official. The plan envisions boosting renewable energy, making agriculture more resistant to climate shocks, and finding solutions in nature, such as restoring mangroves to protect coasts from cyclones. The South Asian nation says it will encourage other similarly vulnerable countries to draft their own plans. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.